You can hear the difference. Bright and beautiful music. KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle.
CBS News. Public school teachers in Pittsburgh have voted to strike on Monday morning. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The teachers voted almost unanimously to walk out after their contract expired at midnight. Federation President Albert Fonde made the announcement.
We are attempting to negotiate new contracts for some 3,700 teachers and other professional employees and some 700 paraprofessional employees. And despite the fact that we've been in negotiations for 5 months, we simply made no progress at all, and our contracts run out tonight, and the membership rejected a request by the school district that we extend the contract for another month.
Fonde says the big issues are money, fringe benefits, and size of class. Earlier Sunday night, the teachers rejected a school board offer of $1,000 a year salary increase. The school system's 62,000 students have been told to report to classrooms Monday afternoon at 1. Private garbage collectors in New York City and Westchester County struck several hundred private carting companies an hour ago. The walkout came 3 hours after talks broke down in a contract dispute. The strike will mean no garbage pickups from restaurants, commercial buildings, and other businesses. More news in a minute.
I want that sinus medicine.
A headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion. Internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sign-Off.
Exactly.
Compare Sign-Off to any other sinus tablet. You'll find no sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. When you take Sign-Off tablets, you get a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer to help sinus pain while you drain. And for the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief, there's Sign-Off Sinus Spray. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. Sign-Off. Take when needed, only as directed. Always insist on Sign-Off.
The sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sign-Off tablets.
Exactly. Sign-Off, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Israel is angry about a resolution and accompanying statement that came out of the UN Security Council Sunday, and Israel has called a special cabinet meeting for Monday. The council extended a mandate for UN peacekeeping forces in the Golan Heights for 6 more months. Then Council President Yaakov Malik read a statement saying the majority of council members understood that the Palestine Liberation Organization would be invited to participate in a Security Council debate on the Mideast in January. American Ambassador Daniel Moynihan took the floor to say the U.S. does not support Malik's statement.
The United States wishes to make clear that we are not agreeing to this resolution, which includes a provision calling for a Security Council debate on the situation in the Middle East out of any desire for such a debate in this setting, much less out of any intention, howsoever remote, of seeing a transfer of the negotiations between the two parties to the UNDOF arrangements to the Security Council.
A comment from the Israeli ambassador, Chaim Herzog, was more bitter. He called the resolution a surrender to Syrian blackmail. President Ford and Secretary of State Kissinger were informed of the UN vote en route to Peking. Kissinger said he was relieved, and he added jokingly, "There's no telling what we can achieve when I'm out of Washington." The presidential party is expected at the Chinese capital in about an hour. Deputy Premier Deng Xiaoping is expected to greet the presidential party at the airport. Newsweek magazine says U.S. Ambassador to NATO David K.E. Bruce has submitted his resignation because he learned that his job had been offered to CIA Director William Colby, who turned it down. Bruce is a career diplomat, 77 years old, and most recently he served as head of the American Liaison Office in Peking. There was an accident at a factory in South Korea Sunday. A tank containing ammonium gas blew up, and at least 2 people choked to death, and many others were poisoned and are in serious condition. Now this message.
Tonight we're at a Sambo's restaurant talking to another late-night moonlight person, a dream therapist.
That's right.
Well, tell me, sometimes I wake up early in the morning after dreaming and I'm hungry and...
Psychologically, it's sound to get up and have a Moonlighter special at the nearest Sambo's, and there's one not far away, believe me.
Mm-hmm. So
they're $1.99, and as Freud once said, ground beefsteak and AA ranch eggs. That was Freud's idea.
Not Jung.
No, you think Jung, but you eat Freud.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs. Freud eggs. That's a Moonlighter special.
Oh, yes. Sambo's Moonlighter special. Tell us more about it.
Two Freud eggs.
Uh-huh.
Ground beef steak.
Oh, yes.
A plate of toast. Uh-huh. All the coffee you can drink for $1.99.
Right. That's Sambo's Moonlighter special just for late-night people. Only from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Remember now, you late-nighters.
Mm-hmm.
Get up.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Sambo's, mm-hmm. have a Moonlighter special, or any of their desserts.
Mm-hmm.
You'll think you're still dreaming.
Well, that's very therapeutic.
A seaman who was at one time second mate to the captain of the freighter Fitzgerald says he's willing to testify that the captain expressed fears about the ship's seaworthiness 2 years ago. The Fitzgerald sunk in a storm earlier this month in Lake Superior with 29 crewmen on board. Several hundred delegates to the Catholic Women's Ordination Conference in Michigan this weekend call for ordination of women in the church. Nearly 1,200 people attending the meeting, some of them nuns who want to become priests. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle is KIXI, AM, and FM. Periods of rain, windy and warmer through Tuesday. The highs near 50 and lows in the mid-40s. 100% chance of rain tonight or tomorrow, decreasing to 80% by tomorrow night. And in downtown Seattle currently, it's 52 degrees, the barometer, rising at 29.73. Taking a look at sports in pro football, Cincinnati over Houston 23-19, Cleveland down to New Orleans 17-16, it was Pittsburgh 20, the New York Jets 7, Philadelphia beat San Francisco 27-17, Baltimore down Kansas City 28-14. Dallas beat the New York Giants 14-3. Green Bay 28, Chicago 7. Denver 13, San Diego 10. Oakland beat Atlanta 37-34. And in the big upset of the day, Washington over Minnesota 31-30.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Are you ready for us? We trust you are, because we propose to deal with the most obscure of subjects, that of death. Some people never speak of death, while others can't stop talking about it. We have chosen, in the next hour or so, to consider it calmly, perhaps philosophically, with a minimum of agitation. And naturally, to arrive finally at the most fascinating question of all. What, if anything, comes after?
What comes after, Joe?
After what?
After we've, you know, packed it in.
Nobody knows, Harry.
I know.
Oh, Harry.
I'm gonna go on, Joe. I am. Somehow, somewhere, Harry Cantor is gonna go on.
Our mystery drama, Appointment in Uganda, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Elspeth Eric and stars William Redfield and Arnold Stang. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Time Magazine. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Isn't it nice to know you're free? To see the things you want to see. To heights you dare to reach, to know you're all that you can be.
According to EPA results, a 1976 Buick Electra, equipped with automatic transmission and available 350 V8, delivered 14 miles per gallon in the city test and 18 in the highway test. Of course, these are only estimates. The mileage you get may vary. But what it all boils down to is this. Now, Electra isn't just a luxury car. It's a practical luxury car. In California, see your Buick dealer for EPA figures.
Some Around 3,000 calls a month like this one come into the National Gun Tracing Center from law enforcement agencies throughout the country requesting information on guns used in crimes.
Hello, this is ATF with the Gun Trace request.
We check with both national and foreign manufacturers and forward the dealer's name to the requesting agency. In some cases, we can do this in a matter of minutes.
I will hold. I'm sorry to report that the owner said the gun was stolen about 6 months ago, and he forgot to
report it. I'm Rex Davis, director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Gun tracing is often the only means of solving a crime. If you secure your gun against theft, you make our job and that of your local police that much easier. Place a complete description of your gun with your other important papers. And if your gun is stolen, report it at once to the police or ATF. Remember, your stolen gun threatens everyone.
Harry Cantor lies flat on his back in a hospital bed, staring at the ceiling. Across the room, a sturdy, middle-aged nurse sits in an armchair. It is very quiet. The machine next to Harry's bed makes no noise, though its dancing lines are carefully recording every beat of his heart.
Is it all right to come in, nurse?
Are you Mr. Burroughs?
Joe?
Yeah, it's me, Harry.
Oh.
Dr. Klein said it's okay for 5 minutes. I'm his business partner, Joe Burroughs.
Oh, he's been crying for you. Come in.
How do you feel, Harry?
I almost died, Joe.
Yeah, I know, your heart.
Never been sick a day in my life, and now this.
Oh, you're going to be fine, Mr. Cantor. Long as you do what the doctor says.
I lie here and I think, Joe, Do you believe in reincarnation?
You mean coming back as somebody else?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
You two gentlemen mind if I go out for some coffee?
No, don't go. Don't you leave me.
Well,
don't leave me.
Burroughs will be here.
I'll be here, Harry.
What does he know about heart attacks?
Well, you're off critical, Mr. Cantor. Long as you don't excite yourself, you'll be okay. I really need a break, Mr. Burroughs. 5 minutes? What I really need is 5 weeks.
Joe, sit down. I gotta talk to you about the crypt.
The crypt? You're going to get well, Harry.
I got to have it ready.
Harry, lots of guys have had heart attacks and go on to a ripe old age.
I got
to
be ready. Now write this down. I want it marble. Marble from Italy, that good kind.
Carrara, that's the best.
Okay, then that's what I want. Write it down.
How big a crypt did you plan on?
Big. Very big.
But you're going to be there all alone, Harry. And you're not going to be moving around exactly.
You never know. Make it 8x10, the very least.
What about shelves?
Shelves? Shelves for what?
Well, it's my understanding people do have shelves put in crypts, you know, for loved ones who, later on when the time comes. It's a nice idea.
Who would I put on the shelves? Who? Ooh, unless you want to.
No, not me.
But you're my friend. You're my partner.
No, I was thinking your mother, maybe.
Oh, my mother. She hasn't even been to see me. Why should I give her a shelf?
Well, Bernice...
Bernice hasn't even sent me a get-well card.
Well, she's called up every day, Harry. I happen to know that.
So, what's a phone call?
She's at work all day, you know.
She's through by 5.
Harry, this is the first day you've been off the critical list. I'm the first person who's been let to see you.
Well, she could have tried.
Look, when they let you out of here, why don't you take a nice trip? You know, you could take Bernice with you.
I already did that, Joe, 15 years ago.
You could go to Europe.
That's where I took Bernice. 6 countries in 6 weeks. Terrible. And no cottage cheese.
California. How about California? They have cottage cheese.
Joe, while I was lying here, I had an idea. For the business. I want to tell you.
You just had a heart attack and you're thinking about business? Gee whiz, Harry.
Well, what else have I got to think about?
Well, I don't know. Think about being reincarnated or something.
Oh, nuts to that. Now, look, here's what I figured out, Joe. Lots of people are turning to natural sponges, you know? And I know where we can get our hands on some very cheap. Very cheap. Labor costs are practically nothing. These peasants... They dive for him, see? They dive.
Harry, my time is just about up. I really got to get going. I'll call the nurse. I'll get in touch with your mother.
Don't go, Joe.
I'll tell Bernice that you're coming along.
Joe, I just thought of something.
What?
For the crypt.
Yeah?
I want music.
perpetual music.
Oh, well, what kind of music, Harry?
All the good old songs. Stardust, The Moon Comes Over the Mountain, Dardanella.
Harry, I don't know.
Oh, are you my friend? Are you my partner? I want music.
Well, I'll look into it, Harry.
You'll see to it?
I gotta go.
One night of love. Yeah, Barney Google.
There you are.
Well, everything all right, Mr. Burroughs?
Well, I tried not to upset him about anything. He seems to be fine.
Good.
I had a telegram from his mother, but I didn't show it to him. It wasn't exactly a telegram for him. She sent it to me.
He never mentioned having a mother.
Oh.
Matter of fact, he never mentioned anybody but you.
Yeah, well, see, I wired his mother right after the attack.
Yes.
And, well, here, I've been carrying her reply around with me in my pocket ever since. See, here it is. I didn't know whether to show it to him. You know, he might take it the wrong way.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, please.
Harry is too mean to die, and tell him I said so.
Yeah, see, his mother's kind of a joker at times.
You ask me, she's one smart old lady. That man in there is too mean to die.
Mrs. Canner?
Hold your horses. I'll be right there.
It's Joe Burroughs, Mrs. Canner.
Oh, how are you, Joe? It takes me a little time to maneuver the old wheelchair. I got some tea ready for you, so come sit down.
Boy, you sure get around in that thing, Mrs. Canner.
Oh, well, practice makes pretty good. Oh, come on, sit down.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I saw Harry yesterday, Mrs. Canner. They say he, as long as he doesn't excite himself, he's going to pull through in great shape. I didn't show him your telegram.
Harry knows what I think of him. Here, have a cookie.
Oh, you baked these?
No, Bernice did.
They're good. You see a lot of Bernice?
Oh, she stops by 3-4 times a week, does errands for me.
Oh, yeah. Nice girl, Bernice. Mm.
Simple-minded, but very nice. What did you talk about?
Well, we talked about the crypt.
Oh, that crypt.
Yeah, well, it means a lot to him.
You know, Harry's never realized that death is just an incident. Well, it's the final incident, of course, but even so, just an incident.
Yeah, he's thinking about reincarnation.
Oh, that's something new.
Do you believe in reincarnation, Mrs. Canner?
Well, it's a pretty idea.
But you don't believe in it, right?
Joe, what's the difference if I believe in it? That doesn't make it true. On the other hand, if it's true, it'll happen anyway. Now, what else did you and Harry talk about besides that silly crypt?
Oh, not too much. I did bring up the question of having shelves built into the crypt.
Shelves for what? Cancel checks?
No, well, as a rule, you know, they're for those nearest and dearest. I mean, if that's what they want.
Oh, it's not what I want. Shut up in a tomb with Harry for eternity? Oh, no. No, I'm going to be placed gently in the ground up at Fargus Falls. That's where I was happy with Harry's father. I still have the house, you know. Well, I suppose I ought to go see Harry at the hospital.
Oh, I think he'd like that.
He won't like it, but he'll hate it if I don't.
Yeah, well, should I tell him that...
Well, tell him I'll get over there soon. And Joe...
Yeah?
Tell him I'm sorry. Sorry for everything.
Oh, that's probably Joe.
Hello, Mr. Burroughs.
How is he?
Oh, he's coming along fine. Come on in.
So, how are you, Harry?
As well as can be expected. That's what they all say around here.
Yeah, well, I saw your mother. She said she'll be in to see you real soon.
Yeah? How soon is real soon?
Well, today, maybe.
What about the crypt?
Harry, what are we going to talk about, the crypt?
What about the crypt, Joe? How many times have I got to ask you? What about it?
Your mother doesn't want to be put in the crypt.
Why not?
She doesn't like the idea of the shelf. She wants to be buried up at Fargus Falls.
No. She can't do that.
She likes it there.
Joe, that 10 acres was made to order for a development.
Oh.
Or it will be in another 10 years. Right now it's a little too far out, but in another 10 years, I got it all worked out in my head. Shopping center, parking lot, The whole schmear.
Yeah, Harry, I talked to the cemetery about the crypt. They said it's okay about the size.
Well, of course it's okay.
And the Italian marble. I think I know where I can get that.
Joe, what are you holding out on me?
The cemetery plays music regularly. There's always some kind of nice, soft music.
No, I want my own music. That's one of the main reasons for a crypt, so I can have everything my own way.
Take it easy, Mr. Cantor.
Now, Joe, you go back and tell them I gotta have it my way, or the whole deal's off.
You'd better leave, Mr. Burroughs.
Yeah,
you tell them I got the money, and I gotta have... I gotta have it...
Oh, out of my way.
Is he happy? Yes, he is.
Push that emergency button. Dr. Klein, 407 on the double, heart emergency.
I better leave.
Hand me that tray with the hypodermic needles.
Oh, Harry?
Clear the way, lady. The emergency heart unit is coming in.
There is no more satisfying and awesome sight than a group of people doing what they have been trained to do, what they do best. Their faces do not matter, or their shapes, or ages, or colors, or accents. They are professionals at work, and they are working together in harmony and understanding. We'll come back soon with Act Two.
You grabbed Time magazine right out of my hand.
I know that, sir. I had to.
Why?
Because you're reading it wrong, all out of order.
What?
You should read it in order.
Read?
See, you opened it to the book section in the back, then leapt forward to the people section, and then doubled back to science.
Well, that's how I read Time, by leaping here and there, sir.
Porpoises leap here and there, not readers
look,
of
look,
a...
Look, I have my favorite Time magazine department, so I just flip to them first each week.
Acrobats see? Flip, sir.
Each week, Time is filled with great stories of people, places, and events. So
In order, by page number.
All right, but some stories interest me more than others, so I naturally dip into those stories first.
Crackers dip, sir.
What?
Forget that one. My point is this. If you want to read Helder Skelter, Higgledy Piggledy, read the Willy Nilly Weekly, not Time, the weekly news
Look,
magazine.
I'll read. Just don't grab my Time magazine again.
Then stop page jumping.
I'll jump if I want to.
Checkers jump.
I'm going to jump you right here in the bus.
This
right?
looks like
on.
My no, stop
come on,
here.
Come on,
yes, this
come
is
on,
my
come
stop.
On.
You know what Time does, and reading it every week reminds you how well.
Army infantryman, you have to own more than a good pair of boots.
Go!
You have to own the nerve to rappel from a helicopter and the stamina to survive in the wilderness. You need the savvy to find water where it hasn't rained, food where you can't see any, and your way home where the stars are your only roadmap. You also need the skill to turn ropes into bridges, ponchos into rafts, and personnel carriers on a dime. Infantry in today's army isn't easy, but then hardly anything worthwhile is.
Join the people who've joined the army. You could start building your tomorrows today. Join the people who've joined the army. You could go a long, long way.
For information, call 800-523-5000 toll free. Join the people who've joined the army.
Close of our first act, Harry Cantor had just suffered his most severe heart attack. Actually, his heart stopped completely. He had no pulse, he had no breath, he had no life. Where, you may ask, was the soul of Harry Cantor? Where had it gone? Where is it now? A pertinent and awesome question, one we shall now attempt to answer.
Now, Kaylin. All right. That's it. Good. Good. Oh, it's your baby. A male. Oh, well. At least he looks healthy. Come on, little one. Up on your feet. Come on now. Up, up, up. Up on your feet. On your feet?
Are you my mother?
I'm your mother's sister. I'm Bombine.
Where's my mother?
She's cleaning up. Birth is a messy business.
No.
Come on now. Time to stand up.
Mm. You have such beautiful eyelashes, Bombine. And how tall you are.
Oh, just average for an elephant. Now stand up.
What are all those others doing?
Standing around waiting for you to be born.
Do elephants always do that?
Well, you didn't think they only did it for you. Now, they're getting impatient. We've got to get going, so get up. Kalin, come get your new child on his feet. Little Abu. Come on. Get up, little Abu. Get up and eat. That's it, little one. Feel around till you find the milk.
I think you've born a stupid one, Kalin.
What's the matter, little son?
My nose gets in the way.
That's not your nose.
Well, tuck it up between your ears. He's not stupid, Bombine. All newborns have trouble with their little trunks.
Well, the herd is getting impatient. The flies and mosquitoes are very bad today.
Oh, I could stand a good swim myself.
Are you through, little Abu? We must move on.
Is that what you're going to call him, Abu? It's a nice name, don't you think?
Very nice, yes. Well, Abu, let's get going.
Well, where are we going?
Into the forest, Abu, where there's food for all.
Now, I shall walk on one side of you, and Bombine will walk on the other. And we will go with the herd into the forest.
I am Abu, and I... I'm an elephant. What are we looking for, Mother?
Food, silly. And water.
Well, why are we all going in the same direction? Why don't you and I and Bombine go off on our own?
Now, what would be the point of that?
Well, we might find something. Something good. And we could keep it for ourselves.
What would be the point of that?
Why, then we'd have it.
Well, I repeat.
I told you he was stupid, Kayleen.
Oh, well, maybe he's just odd, Bombine.
No, I mean, Mother, if, say, we found water, if we didn't tell the others, then they would have to come to us to find out where it is, and we wouldn't tell them unless...
Unless what?
Well, unless they did something for us.
Like what?
Oh, worked for us or gave us something or... Well, at the very least, they'd respect us. They'd think we were very superior and wonderful.
We are all very superior and wonderful, Abu.
But the three of us would be more superior and more wonderful, don't you see?
Oh, what I see is that you have a lot to learn, Abu.
And a lot to unlearn. Where do you get these peculiar ideas, Abu?
They sort of pop into my mind.
Abu, you must understand that elephants have the marvelous gift of finding water.
Mm-hmm.
And we find it not just for ourselves, but for all the other animals, too.
All of them?
All. It is our responsibility.
Why is it our responsibility?
Because we are so good at it.
I don't follow that at all.
Bombine, I'm going to bring down this tree. Now, I can't quite reach the leaves at the top, and they look so delicious.
Bombine, are we friends with all the animals?
What do you mean by friends?
Well, it's not possible, is it, to love them all?
Oh, you talk very strangely for an elephant. We have due and proper respect for all the animals, as they have for us. Does that answer your question?
Oh, are they afraid of us?
Well, I don't think so.
Are we afraid of them?
Of course not.
Not any of them?
Well, there's one you should look out for until you have grown larger. The one with the stripes.
The tiger.
Oh. When the tiger is very hungry, he sometimes attacks a very young elephant for food.
Oh, that's terrible.
Just you stay close to your mother and me.
Whoa, what will you do if a tiger tries to hurt me?
Your mother will pick the tiger up and dash him against a tree. Then I shall sit on him. Understand?
Ooh, what a good arrangement.
There now. Your mother has knocked down the big tree.
Ah, come. But all the little animals are eating, too. The elands and the dik-diks, everybody.
Why not?
Well, but it's our tree.
Who said it's our tree? It's part of the forest. Come on now. I'm hungry.
Mother, where is my father?
Oh, Around somewhere.
I'll bet I know where he is. I know he's at the head of the line. He's the leader.
Oh, Bombine, did you hear that? Mm. Abu says his father is leading the herd.
I told you he's a strange child. Well, why shouldn't he be leading the herd? I'll bet my father is the strongest, the wisest, the cleverest, the most handsome, the most...
Do shut up, Abu.
I won't shut up. Mother, Bombine hit me with her trunk.
She had every right, and it won't be the last time. Every elephant in the herd has the right and the duty to punish you when you get too impudent and talk of things you know nothing about.
All I said was my father is probably our leader.
Our leader, my dear little stupid, is a female.
Is it female?
The oldest, the wisest female of us all.
But that's wrong. Mother!
I have been cursed with a stupid male child, Bombine.
Pardon me if I say I told you so. No, but wait. If the male elephants don't lead, what do they do?
Oh, let's see. Well, they sort of hang around.
They are very agreeable. Very companionable.
And then there's something else. Every now and then, I remember your father. At least, I think I do. It was... quite a long time ago. He and I were companions for a while. A long while. And then suddenly, one day, he seemed different to me. More than a companion. We stroked each other with our trunks, something we'd never done before, and gave each other little pinches with our mouths. We thought we were only playing. And then...
And then? Well, then what?
Well, then I noticed that his ears were flapping wildly, and his tail was whisking back and forth. I was surprised. And then I felt that my ears were flapping, and my tail was whisking crazily. Oh, my, I was so excited. I felt that he was the only elephant of the forest for me, and that I was the only elephant for him. It was a wonderful day. I remember it rightly.
But you must remember
it. Oh, it was seasons and seasons ago, Abu. A long time. And now you are here.
I want to meet him. Which one is he?
Oh, heavens, I don't know.
I'm going to find him. I'm going to ask around.
If you have any sense, Abu, you'll stay here.
I'm just going to join the males and talk to them.
He hasn't any sense, Kaylin. The males don't care too much for young elephants, Abu.
Just the same, I want to try.
Abu, let him learn, Bombine. Let him learn the hard way.
Sir? Do you think you might be my father?
Your what?
Kayleen is my mother. She's over there with Bombine.
So?
Do you remember being married to my mother?
Being what?
Well, I mean, did you sort of keep company with her for a long time, and then one day did you start whisking your tail and flapping your ears and fall in love?
Well, seems to me I remember something like that.
Was it my mother you fell in love
with? Well, how would I know? It's happened to me so many times.
Many times?
Many, many times. Oh, many, many, many times.
How many?
No!
You hurt me.
You ask too many questions.
Well, I'm curious. Are you very old?
I think I am.
Don't you know?
Well, how should I know? The flies bother me more than they once did. Sometimes I shiver. I never used to shiver.
Oh, you're sick.
I don't feel well, that's certain. Now go away.
But I want to ask you...
I said go away!
Oh.
I don't want any children around me. I don't want anyone around me. I want to be myself.
Mother, Bombine?
Who are you talking to back there?
Oh, a very old one. He didn't know how old, but he said he'd lived through many things many, many times. And now he doesn't feel very well. He shivers, he said.
That's old Noor.
Yes, that's Noor. Very soon now.
Yes, very soon.
Very soon what? Very soon what, Mother?
Very soon, old Noor will wander off into the deepest part of the forest.
By himself?
All by himself.
Well, then what?
Then we shall never see him again. Nor will anyone at all ever see him again. Nor any trace of him. Not skin, or tusk, or bone.
Well, how can that be? Mother, Bombine, how can that be? Surely a tusk, surely a bone will be left behind.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's the secret of the elephants, Abu. When you have grown, you will learn the secret.
When? When will I?
Perhaps not till the very end. Come now. It's time to bathe.
Good. Spray some more water on me, Mother.
You've had your bath for today.
Bombine, the sky is getting dark.
Oh, yes. Well, I am bathed. The day is ending, Abu. Come.
But I like the water. No.
Pay attention when I speak to you.
Well, what are we going to do now?
You'll see.
Well, where are we going?
We are not going anywhere. We are going to stand right here. You see the other elephants? Mm. They've all stopped bathing.
Why have they?
The good red circle of fire is leaving us, Abu.
And the darkness is coming on.
Why is it leaving?
Because it is time for it to leave.
Will the good red fire circle come back?
When it is time for it to come back.
Come now, Abu. Stand in line with us and all the others.
Hurry, Abu. Don't dawdle. Mm.
What now, Mother?
Be silent. Stand still. Watch the great fire circle as it goes.
Where is it going?
Be quiet.
But where?
Hush. And watch.
Oh. Mother. Please, Mother. What are we doing, Mother? Mother, are we praying?
It is quite true, according to those who have watched and studied the great elephant herds, that they stand silent and motionless, facing the sun, not only in the evening when it sets, but again each morning when it rises. We are too ignorant or too far removed from our natural heritage to know just why it is they do this. There is no obvious reason, no apparent advantage, no material gain. So perhaps the answer to Abu's question is, yes, the elephants are praying. I'll be back shortly with Act 3 of our strange tale.
I have a heart that goes bump, bump. And sometimes I can hear it thump. And Daddy says that in my chest, I have two things that are the best. They call them lungs, for breathing air. You never see them, but they're there. And if I breathe in air that's clean, I'll grow up like a jumping bean. Whenever I see any smoke, I'll run away before I choke. And something even better yet, I'll never smoke a cigarette. I'll breathe the air that's clean and free, so I can keep on being me.
Clear the smoke from your family image and from your lungs. And remember, your kids may never start if you stop. Quitting is tough. But your lung association says it's a matter of life and breath.
My daddy loves me.
I went to the zoo once with him.
He tickles me a little bit.
It's because it's a long ride and it's fun to go with your dad.
It ate a lunch. We had fun and we played some games.
When he lies down on the rug, I hop on him and I punch him. Then he'd be silly to me.
We went to the park and we ate some french fries and some hamburger.
He does nice things and stuff.
He's a tickle monster sometimes.
It takes so little of you to give so much to them. Give your children everything. Give them your time.
He should love you and hug you forever.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
The great herd of elephants facing the setting sun in silence, except for little Abu, who asked, "What are we doing, Mother? Are we praying?" It may very well have been. How do we know that it wasn't? That the elephants were praying for the return to life of one Harry Cantor. At least it looks that way as we return to Act Three.
Back in your own little Betty Boo, Mr. Cantor? Does it feel good?
Ah. Bombine?
I'm your nurse, Mr. Cantor. You remember me?
Where's Mother?
Outside. You can see her when you're stronger.
How's Noor? Did he die?
You're the one almost died. Oh, it was a near thing there. Your heart stopped for 6 whole seconds.
Oh, it must have been more than 6 seconds.
Well, you were in intensive care for 2 weeks.
Am I alive?
Alive? You are alive, and you're going to go on living. Only this time, you'll do as you're told. No excitement like before.
Ah.
You've been very sick. Are you warm enough? I'm going to put this extra blanket over you.
What happened to your eyelashes?
My eyelashes?
You used to have such beautiful, long eyelashes. Were they false?
Mr. Cantor, I have never worn false eyelashes in my life. Or false anything else.
I'm sorry, Bombine.
My name is... Well, never mind. You just rest.
Are we going to take a bath?
You want a bath? Well, I'll ask Dr. Klein.
You don't have to ask anybody. We'll just wander down to the river when it gets cool.
Mr. Cantor...
Just before the sun goes down. That's the beautiful time.
Yes.
And then the big, good red circle goes away for a while.
It does?
Mm-hmm. And we pray.
You pray.
I don't know exactly what we pray for.
Uh-huh.
Maybe for it to come back, or maybe we just say... Thank you?
Well, I never knew you were religious, Mr. Cantor.
I'm not. I never have been. I don't know anything about religion.
Well, now, do you think you could go to sleep now?
I think so.
Do you want me to pull the blinds?
No. I want to watch the sun go down. Then I'll go to sleep.
Mr. Burroughs?
Is he all right, nurse?
Yes.
Can we see him?
Well, he's sleeping right now.
Well, when he wakes up?
Yes. But I think I ought to tell you, he may seem a little strange.
Strange? Well, what do you mean by strange?
Well, different. He talks sort of funny.
His speech is impaired.
Brain damage.
No, nothing like that.
Well, then what?
Well... He asked me what happened to my eyelashes.
Oh, did anything happen to your eyelashes?
Of course not. Then he called me Bombine and talked about going down to the river to take a bath and praying to the big red circle.
Oh, Joe, you think maybe...
Maybe we should call in the psychiatrist.
Well, not yet, anyway. He's not strong enough.
But later?
Mrs. Cantor, remember your son did have cardiac arrest. For 6-8 seconds, his heart was not beating at all.
He was dead?
Well, yes, but he's very much alive now.
Oh, when I walked into that room, my son was dead.
Now, Mrs. Kent.
I'll never forgive myself.
Nurse, listen, when he wakes up, will you call me? Maybe I better go in and see him first.
Yes, huh? I think maybe you had.
Yeah.
Then you can sort of, you know, prepare his mother for... For what to expect.
Who is it?
It's me, Harry. How are you feeling?
Why, it's Noor.
Noor?
Oh, Noor, you're alive.
Yeah, I'm just fine, Harry. I'm fine.
Oh, I was so worried.
Your mother's outside. She wants to see you, too.
Oh, how is she?
Oh, she's fine, Harry.
She's wonderful, my mother. Very strict, but very wonderful. And a wonderful swimmer.
Oh, I never knew that.
Oh, yes. And a wonderful mother. Very strict, though.
Harry, maybe I better not stay too long.
No, stay. I know you don't care too much for children, but I want you to stay.
Harry, I'm Joe. You know, Joe Burrows. I'm your partner. I'm your friend.
You're not Noor? No. No, you don't look like Noor.
I'm Joe Burrows. Your mother's waiting to see you. Your girl, Bernice. She'll be around later.
Joe Burrows, my partner, my friend.
Right, we're in the import-export business, Harry. You remember? You were talking about some kind of deal to have to do with the sponges. You remember before?
Sponges? What? Yeah. What do we want with sponges?
Yeah, well, nothing. You just thought if you could buy up all the sponges.
Well, what for?
But for nothing, Harry, absolutely nothing.
You see, we are very wonderful, superior beings, Joe.
We are.
Therefore, we must be responsible. Act responsibly. I mean, you understand.
Well, I'm not sure I do.
That's because you're not an elephant.
I'm not
an... I'm an elephant, Joe. I mean, I was an elephant, and my name was Abu.
When were you an elephant, Harry?
For a little while.
Oh.
Just for a little while.
How was it being an elephant?
Beautiful.
You're not an elephant anymore, are you, Harry?
No. No, I'm just Harry Cantor. But I'll never forget being Abu, and the sun going down, and all of us standing in a line.
Harry, I think I know what happened. When your heart stopped, you do know your heart stopped there for a minute, don't you?
Everything stopped.
Harry, you died for a minute, and Harry, you were reincarnated. You were reincarnated into an elephant.
Is that possible?
Well, I don't know if it's possible, but it happened. That has to be what happened.
Maybe.
Oh, positively.
I hope you're right. Only Joe.
Yeah, Harry, what?
The next time my heart stops.
Oh, there isn't going to be any next time.
Well, there has to be sometime. And what if I'm not reincarnated into an elephant, Joe?
Oh, but you would be.
No, what if I was reincarnated into a tiger, Joe? And my own mother sat on me.
Mrs. Cantor, sit down here, Mrs. Cantor. I'll try to explain if I can.
Oh, I'm sitting. Explain.
Mrs. Cantor, when Harry's heart stopped, he was what you might call deceased.
Dead?
Yeah, well, in a way, yes. He was departed. But the emergency unit, see, they came rushing in.
Oh, they knocked me down almost. I never saw such a hurry.
Yeah, well, with all that, they brought Harry back to life.
Oh, so he's all right again.
He's all right, but...
So what's all the worry?
Mrs. Cantor, during those seconds, while Harry was not of this world, if I may put it that way...
Oh, put it anyway, but get on with it.
He was not Harry Cantor. He was...
For heaven's sake, Joe, what was he?
He was an elephant, Mrs. Cantor.
Harry? An elephant? My boy, an elephant?
That's what he says.
How could that be?
Mrs. Cantor, It is my belief that Harry was reincarnated, see? Oh. When his heart stopped, and before they started it up again, Harry's soul left his body and entered into the body of an elephant.
Can such things be?
Well, you said yourself, Mrs. Cantor, we just don't know.
No, I don't believe it. Harry couldn't be an elephant. I don't know if he even likes elephants.
Well, he does now.
You know what I think, Joe?
What?
He dreamed he was an elephant. It was all a dream went through his head.
Well, I don't know if you dream when your heart isn't beating.
Well, I'll ask Dr. Klein.
Well, if it was a dream, it was a very beautiful dream.
So you see, Ma.
Oh, I love you to call me Ma. It's been so long.
Yeah. Well, you see, elephants are really the kings of the jungle. Not just because they're so big, but because they have a sense of responsibility.
Uh-huh.
They find water for all the other animals.
Uh-huh.
And you know who's the leader of the elephant herd? A woman. the oldest and the wisest woman elephant. Would you believe it?
Oh, that's the best thing of all.
And the men elephants, you know, they sort of hang around together, except every so often they get excited and flap their ears and whip their tails around. And the female elephants do, too. And that means they're in love.
You know, you learned a lot in your dream, didn't you?
Wasn't a dream, Mother. Wasn't a dream. I was there. I was one of them.
If you say so.
I was Abu, the elephant.
Whatever you say, Harry.
I mean, I don't mean to contradict you, Mother.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, you see, you don't understand because you've never been an elephant.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Ma, I just thought of something. What happened to Abu? Did he die? Oh, no, I hope he didn't die. But if I was Abu, and now I'm Harry, what happened to Abu?
Now, son, I think, I think that in a dream, a person can be all kinds of things.
No, Ma, that isn't it. No, because you see, it wasn't a dream. I was Abu, my soul. Harry Cantor's soul entered into Abu the second he was born. And it stayed there a little while. And now it's come back into me, Harry Cantor. But it's still Abu's soul, too. And as long as I live, I'll have the soul of Abu inside me.
Not a bad thing.
Mother, the big red fire circle is leaving now.
Oh, you mean the sun is going down?
Yeah, so let's be very quiet, Mother, very quiet. Let's not talk at all. Has Fargus Falls changed much, Ma?
Not much.
It's been, years since I saw the old place.
Well, it's pretty run down.
Oh, we can fix it up.
If you want to, Harry.
Maybe not. Maybe we'll leave it the way it is. Are the trees all there?
Everyone.
And the brook?
Still running.
That's nice.
Oh, Harry, I'm glad you're taking an interest in the old place.
Interest? I'm going to live there.
You are? What about the business?
Oh, I don't know. Joe can run that. I'll sell it to him. Maybe I'll give it to him.
Oh, it won't do so well without you. Joe's a very nice fellow, but you were always the brains.
I got different brains now, Ma. Once you're an elephant, you never forget it. Oh, did I tell you I asked Bernice to marry me?
Oh, you did? Oh, what did she say?
Well, she sort of whisked her tail and flapped her ears. She said yes. She said yes. Do you think she'll like living in Fargus Falls?
Oh, I think she'll love it.
We'd want you to live there with us, Ma.
You mean that?
Well, you're the oldest and the wisest, aren't you?
If you say so.
Hey, we're almost there, aren't we?
Mm-mm. Turn left. Up ahead, down that little road.
Oh, I can smell the woods, Ma. I can smell the water.
Turn here.
I remember. Look, there's a chipmunk. Yeah, look. And a raccoon. Hey, a raccoon. And there's birds. That's a cardinal. Oh. I know a cardinal. I remember cardinals from way back, right? Oh, Ma, look, there's the woods.
That's right. And the house is just beyond.
Let's stop right here for a minute. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
Quiet.
Yes.
Peaceful.
I always thought I'd like to be buried here when the time comes.
Yeah, I'd like that too, when my time comes.
Oh, I thought you wanted a crypt in the cemetery with shells.
No, that was a crazy idea. I'd like to be buried here.
Huh?
Or maybe, just maybe, I won't be buried at all.
Oh, well, what did you have in mind exactly?
Maybe, Ma, I'll just wander off into the woods by myself. And no one will ever find any trace of me. Not skin, or bones, or hair, or anything.
Well, how can that be possible, something like that?
It's the secret of the elephants, Ma. And only the elephants know.
It is quite
quite true that no one knows how or where the elephants die. No traces have ever been found. But the zoologist Ivan Sanderson gives us this to muse upon. I have a feeling they just lie down wearily on their sides in some cool place of their beloved forest. I believe they love life as much as we do, however hopeless it may sometimes seem to them, as to us, and however useless it may in the end prove to have been. I believe they may cry a little at the last. I'll be back shortly.
When a storm's been brewing, whose weather bureau helps your weather bureau give you an early warning?
Who got all of the world's pilots and control towers to speak English so you can land safely no matter where you fly?
Who's just about wiped out smallpox so your kids may never need a vaccination? And who set the standards of purity on the imported food you eat?
Who helps you in dozens of ways you never dreamed of? The United Nations. Find out what the UN's been doing to help you.
Send for the free UN booklet. Write United Nations Association, Box 475, New York 10017. That's United Nations Association, Box 475, New York 10017. There's always been a U in the UN. A public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
Our story has ended. Story, I can hear you ask? All right, then. Call it what you please. Call it a fantasy, or a fable. Call it a parable, or call it a myth. Or, and it might be the most apt description of all, it might be that most ancient of all dramatic efforts. It might be a morality play. And as with all audiences of all times, you must find the moral for yourself. Our cast included William Redfield, Arnold Stang, Bryna Rayburn, and Joan Shea. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Just been talking to the captain. He says they're in there. They're working in there.
Windows look dark. No lights.
Painted over, probably.
Smoke coming out the chimney. Smell it?
Yeah.
There's no mistaking that smell. Wood fire.
That's right. Nothing suspicious. Looks like a peaceful old suburban house.
What's the plan?
On a signal. The usual. He'll blink his flash three times. You take the back door, I'm taking the front. They'll cover us and keep the sides under control.
You're taking the front door, Kip?
Yeah.
Captain assigned it that way?
No, I did. All he said was you and Roby take the front door and the back.
A front is the tougher spot. Why you?
Front or back? You gonna give me an argument? They're both lousy.
Look, Kip, I don't
want... Now, shut up. That's a signal. Get moving. Now, wait till you hear me. Then move in like gangbusters.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Time Magazine and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
the sound of bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI, Seattle.
CBS News. Israel's cabinet is to hold a special meeting with at least one government official already criticizing UN Security Council action, an action linked extending the mandate of the Golan Heights peacekeeping force with Palestine Liberation Organization participation in an upcoming Middle East peace debate. I'm Mike Stanley reporting on the CBS Radio Network. In a compromise, the Security Council avoided any mention of the PLO in the resolution extending the peacekeeping force mandate, but Council President Jacob Malek, the Soviet ambassador, read a previously negotiated statement saying it was the understanding of a majority of the Council that the PLO would be invited to join in the January debate. In Jerusalem, a government official has said unofficially, "We have not changed our position on the PLO. If this is what is being proposed, then Israel rejects it." Bruno Wassertile reports on the official handling of the situation.
The Israeli cabinet will meet in extraordinary session Monday to discuss the Security Council decision and will issue an official statement on its attitude toward the UN action. Unofficially, the Israeli reaction is already evident. One of deep disappointment, almost a sense of having been betrayed by its closest ally, the United States, that had been counted on to exercise its veto in the Security Council to stop any motion linking the extension of the UN mandate on the Golan Heights to any other issue. Political observers here say that one of the proposals that will be put before the cabinet today will be for Israel to reject the extension of the UN mandate and to cut off all contact and cooperation with the 1,200-man observer force on the Golan. Other commentators feel less drastic action will be taken, but virtually all agree that Israel will have to take some forceful steps in order to save its face and its credibility. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
President Ford has just arrived in China. That story and other news after this message.
I want that sinus medicine.
A headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion. Internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Compare sign-off to any other sinus tablet. You'll find no sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. When you take sign-off tablets, you get a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer to help sinus pain while you drain. And for the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief, there's sign-off sinus spray. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. Sign off. Take when needed, only as directed. Always insist on sign off.
The sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip.
You mean sign off tablets.
Exactly. Sign off. The sinus medicines in the bright red box. S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
The word just in from Peking is that Air Force One has arrived on schedule. Earlier, there was a report headwinds were slowing the flight from Japan, but apparently that time was made up in midair. The presidential party was on the ground for less than an hour at Tokyo International Airport while Air Force One was refueled. President Ford chatted for about 10 minutes with Japanese Foreign Minister Kiichi Miyazawa and Chinese charge d'affaires Mi Kuo Chun during a meeting in the airport VIP lounge. One of the outstanding issues between the United States and China is American détente with Russia. Ronald Reagan, challenging Mr. Ford for the GOP presidential nomination, had some thoughts on that topic.
I don't think détente is as much of a two-way street as it's set out to be and as it's supposed to be. I believe that Russia is violating certainly the spirit of intent of détente with its help to the rebels in Angola and its involvement in the civil war in Angola. I think that the Soviet Union, with its outspending us in both nuclear and conventional weapons, its rapid buildup trying to attain a superiority, none of this is in the spirit of détente.
Reagan, who appeared on ABC's Issues and Answers, said he would support President Ford if he, Reagan, does not win the nomination. Public school teachers in Pittsburgh have rejected an 11th-hour contract offer, voting to strike the city's 62,000-student school system Monday morning. Now this.
It's Christmas 1975, and historian Dr. Stuart Frank talks about a particular Christmas tree ornament he coveted as a child.
My best Christmas, my most memorable Christmas, was as a little boy when I had the opportunity to go out to New Jersey to some friends of the family. These folks were descended from some brilliant military officers in the Confederacy, and they had a cookie that had been baked for one of the great-great-grandmothers of these people and placed on the Christmas tree of General Robert E. Lee. And I can remember wanting to eat that cookie.
I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Come along on our next bicentennial special, American Christmas Down the Years, December 6th and 7th. We'll take you back to a colonial Christmas, hear how it was celebrated during the Civil War, and bring you up to date, talking with people like Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, William Manchester, and many more. Listen for American Christmas Down the Years, the weekend of December 6th and 7th on the CBS Radio Network.
Hollywood's 44th annual Santa Claus Lane Parade Sunday night was led by orchestra leader Lawrence Welk. The three-hour parade was dedicated to the Mills Brothers, who are celebrating their 50th year in show business. For those who measure such events by a variety of statistics, there were 14 floats, 71 celebrities, and an estimated 350,000 onlookers. Mike Stanley, CBS News.